Imagine meeting someone who believed they had made a pact with the devil. How would you respond? For one of Padre Pio's spiritual daughters, her answer was clear. Trust in God, pray for guidance, and let Padre Pio take care of the rest. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and a miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio, the Saint of the Third Millennium by Olivo Cesca. The story was recounted by one of Padre Pio's spiritual daughters, Madame Catarina Tangari, a woman whose life was anything but ordinary. Her life was full of moments where, how should I put this, her faith was brought to the test. Her husband abandoned her for another woman, yet she remained faithful to her marriage vows until death. During World War II, she was captured by the Allies, accused of being a spy, and sentenced to death. However, she successfully defended herself before a military tribunal and was instead sent to various prison camps. Highly educated and fluent in 7 languages, she used her talents to spread the faith. She even smuggled suitcases full of rosaries, holy pictures, and materials necessary for Holy Mass into Soviet-controlled territories. She visited Padre Pio approximately 70 times and was responsible for collecting donations for the construction of Padre Pio's hospital. Now that I've introduced Madame Tangari, let's hear one of her remarkable conversion stories. Listen to this. Our story takes us to the beautiful Avellino Mountains in southern Italy, not too far from San Giovanni Rotondo. There, a free-thinking lawyer, a man who rejected religion and any system of belief, rented cabins to vacationers. The man owned a villa surrounded by a magnificent garden so stunning that it seemed to have been crafted by the very hands of God. Yet, the illusion of paradise was shattered by a ceramic plaque at the entrance gate, which read, "In this house, religion is not discussed." The lawyer warmly greeted a group of visitors interested in renting a cabin. He, of course, was unaware that they had just come from San Giovanni Rotondo and were still deeply moved by their encounter with Padre Pio. Among them was Madame Tangari. Pretending not to have seen the sign, she tried to steer the conversation towards religious topics. Since she was also passionate about flowers, she used that as her starting point. The lawyer, delighted by her interest, opened his heart. "I am old, and I don't have much time left to live. But I have these flowers, which are my only joy. When I think that I will have to part with them, I feel somewhat desperate," he confessed, visibly moved. Then, with a touch of dark humor, he added, "That's why I made a pact with the devil. Since I've served him as best as I could in life, I hope that after death he'll allow me to visit my garden." Madame Tangari replied, "Do you mean you want to go to hell?" "Of course," he said. "I've always gotten along well with the devil." Though his words were shocking, Madame Tangari remained calm. "I believe that, more than with the devil, "You get along well with your flowers, don't you?" she observed gently, which moved the old man even more. She thought to herself, "If someone believes in the devil, in hell, in life after death, they must be close to faith in God, in heaven, in the immortal soul." She concluded, "This man thinks this way simply because he had not yet found Christ, and there lies the root of all his problems." Her thoughts then turned to Padre Pio, who had a remarkable gift of reaching such souls. But how could she persuade a lawyer to visit San Giovanni Rotondo? Silently, she prayed for a sign. She resolved that if the lawyer offered her a flower, she would take it as a divine sign to visit Padre Pio and place the flower before the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. She would also ask Padre Pio to pray for the man's conversion. To everyone's surprise, the lawyer, who rarely gave his flowers to anyone, presented her with a bouquet of roses as they said goodbye. For Madame Tangari, this was the sign she had prayed for. Without delay, she returned to San Giovanni Rotondo. When she arrived at the convent, she recounted the story to Padre Pio, explaining how the lawyer had given her the flowers after her silent prayer for a sign. She asked Padre Pio to include the man in his prayers during the next day's Mass, and he agreed. Then he blessed a holy card of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and a rosary, instructing Madame Tangari to send these items to the lawyer, along with a letter encouraging him to seek confession and communion during the upcoming Easter season. Madame Tangari, however, was in doubt. Wasn't this asking too much all at once? This recommendation to confess and receive communion, along with the rosary and the holy card, wouldn't it all end up ruining everything? But she trusted Padre Pio's guidance and sent the materials as instructed. Weeks later, she received a response from the lawyer. "Kind lady, I remember our conversation and having offered you flowers, but I could not have imagined that you would end up sending me such a kind and encouraging letter, which led me to decide to receive the sacraments during Easter. These encouragements from my family have never been lacking. Although deep down I longed for a life of faith, I must confess that only your letter led me to make this decision. I thank you for the gift, for the beautiful rosary. As I pray it, I promise to remember you." And with that, we conclude today's story. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share it to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.